Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Man, it feels like we hadn't had a recap show in months, even though we had one just last week. I'm here back with my lovely and talented co-host, Emily, for this week, and we're ready to dish on all things GH. Hey, Em, what's up?
I am very, very tired, guys. I had a flu shot today, and now I feel like I'm going to die. Don't get it at Walgreens, everyone, because they're not doctors and they suck. She told me it wasn't going to hurt. She fucking lied to me. Anyways, sorry. Moving on.
Hey.
So, General Hospital.
Before we do that, we actually have a caller.
Damn, that was quick. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of quick. Hold on.
Whoa, hang on.
I'll bring him on.
Hold on. 2 minutes and I've cussed twice. I need to stop.
617, you're on. 617, hello.
Hello.
And they just dropped.
They'll call back.
Yep, and they just dropped. Uh-oh, Will.
Okay, they'll call back.
Anyway, back to what you were saying.
It is 5:01, and I've cussed twice already. This is going to be a long show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not in the best of moods either, so yeah, it's going to be a long show.
I'm in a fine mood. I'm just going to say what I want to say tonight because I don't feel
exactly.
Like hold back.
Exactly, I understand.
I'm going to get a cash jar. Cody's going to owe me $5 at the end of this. Cody keeps it to himself unless he's really pissed, but he might tonight. I think it's going to happen. I think Cody's going to curse on the show for the first time ever tonight. Not ever, but, you know. We do it in the BS hour and off air. You guys just hang in there.
Yeah, we do it off air. Yeah.
We talk like truckers off air. If you're a guest on this show, you know this because you've joined us and you've heard me and Cody off air. There was a guest that we were, it was Jay Harlow. We were off air and the three of us were just talking like truckers and then it was like, okay, time for the show.
All right, time back to professional now.
Good times. Back to General Hospital. Okay, so this week on GH, guys, you basically all know what happened if you watched it. If you didn't watch it, I don't know why you're listening to a recap show, but I'm not fighting it. So, this week on General Hospital, Nina went crazy. Not just crazy, she went, like, full on.
More crazy than she already is.
Fatal Attraction, boil your bunny. Freaking crazy, okay? So, she needs help. So, we also found out Madeline's not really in prison. She's out of prison, of course. Which I'm okay with, because, hey, all hail Donna Mills. And then we got this crazy Ava thing happening. So Ava's having a baby, apparently. I don't know what's happening there because, you know, not my uterus. But I'm guessing Ava's having this baby. And then Kiki and Silas are going to help, which that's not a good situation. Maxie and Lucas and Bobby are planning Carly's wedding, which I find extremely entertaining, especially that little fight that Maxie and Carly had. I was like, yes, a million times, yes. I'm here for this. It's adorable. And, okay, I'm so glad Maxie's back to being Maxie and being fashionable and looking adorable all the time because I miss Maxie Jones because she's basically me. Like, you guys don't really know me, but Cody knows me. That's me. I am Maxie
That's
Jones.
That's pretty much who it really is. Yeah.
Except I'm a brunette, but I'm basically Maxie Jones. Like, I'm a friggin' diva. So, I'm not a diva. I'm a princess. There's a difference. Anyway.
No comment.
So, yeah, exactly. He's just going to keep his mouth shut.
I think it's best for him to stay alive. I think that's best.
I'm not going to hurt you. If anybody else says anything, you bet you're going to get hurt. So I'll keep your mouth shut. Cody can say what he wants. He has to deal with me every single day.
Yep.
But he's in this for the long haul. I mean, hey, it's been 7 months, and he has not fired me yet. So
that's good to know.
He hasn't fired me. I mean, not that he employs me because, you know, we don't get paid for this. If you guys were wondering, Cody and I don't get paid to do this.
We don't get paid at all.
So, we don't get paid. We do this because we like doing this. We don't get paid, guys.
We're doing this.
So,
yep.
You know, what whatever. But
exactly.
So he can't really fire me because he really doesn't employ me.
Right.
And at this point, I think that ship has sailed. I really do. Anyway, in other news, I have a complaint about Twitter. So TweetDeck needs to get it together. Apparently, if you mute somebody on Twitter, you can still see their crap on TweetDeck, and I don't want to see them, hence the mute. That was my little thing. Because
rant
there's a certain
day.
Person, and y'all know who it is, because we talk about this person regularly, who I just don't like on Twitter, and you all have the same problem with said person. So, she's everybody's plague. However, I feel bad blocking people unless they deserve it, which she does, you know, don't get me wrong, but... You know, I feel bad, and then if you block somebody and they're, like, get an attitude, they tell everyone that you suck and, like, you're all these things. So, you know, I just find it best to mute them. Well,
mm-hmm.
her. And so I don't want to see her stuff because she bothers me. Like, every, like, moment of the day that she tweets bothers me because it just does. So I can't handle it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to mute you. TweetDeck, however, which is my chosen Twitter client on my laptop, does not hide the muted stuff. So as you can see, I'm still stuck
ouch.
With her. With her, what can we call it? With her, the plague of her. So I'm still having this problem. And TweetDeck, get it together or I will not use you anymore. No, because really I just hate the regular Twitter on the computer, so I use TweetDeck, but seriously, I'm still stuck by, I'm still, like, being plagued by this, and I'm not into it. So if we could just
anyway.
Make it not happen, if we could just make it disappear, that'd be nice.
That'd be perfectly fine. Anyway.
Okay, can I say one more thing non-GH related, and then I'll shut up?
Go right ahead.
So I just clicked on a link to Victoria's Secret's website, and they have some new bath and bed stuff. For 4 washcloths, it costs $20. I give up. Like, I just clicked on this, and it's like washcloth set, and has 4, and it's $20. Why? Why in the hell do they need to charge $20 for 4 washcloths? Because somewhere out there, there's some stupid common white girl, and you guys know what I mean by common white girl, because, you know, that stereotypic yoga pants, sweatshirt, pumpkin spice latte, top knot, you know, white girl. Somewhere out there, somebody will buy these washcloths just because they say Victoria's Secret on them. So, good marketing there, Victoria's Secret, but I'm not falling for it. Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Moving
on. On to GH now.
On to GH. By the way, guys, how hot is Nicholas Cassadine? It's time for my moment.
Somehow I knew that was
okay.
coming.
No, because him and Brick got back together this week, which I'm in love with. Also,
that was cool.
I knew that one scene when it was a dream and he was all pissed at her, I knew it was a
mm-hmm.
dream because he would never, Nicholas Cassadine would never call a woman a bitch. Like, he would never say that.
Exactly.
I knew it was a dream because he can
he's
be
too
a jerk
for
and
that.
He is a jerk. He is a jerk, but he would never call a woman that. And I was like, this has to be a dream. Nicholas would never call somebody that. And then he called her an intruder, and I was like, he would not do that. He's
nope.
above that behavior. Even mm-hmm. though I think he's a jerk most of the time, and he needs to remove the royal stick out of his butt, like Luke said, he wouldn't call somebody that, so I knew it was a dream. But how hot is he? Okay, that moment where she woke up, and she's like, oh my gosh, I had a dream, I was losing you, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm not going anywhere, baby. I was like, why is he not mine? Why do I not have a Nicholas Cassadine? I don't want, for the clarification of our listeners, I do not want Tyler Christopher. I mean, you know, he's gorgeous, but I want the fictional character he portrays. I don't want Tyler Christopher because he's just a normal dude with a cool job. I want Prince Nicholas Cassadine. Like, there's a difference, guys. I'm not in love with Tyler Christopher because he's just another human. I'm in love with the fictional prince that he plays. So just to clear that up, and no, I'm not crazy, and no, I'm not a psychopath. I want this fictional character to be real so I can date him. I don't want to date Tyler Christopher, so before his wife comes at me, no, I want Nicholas Cassadine. There's a difference.
Okay.
Anyways.
Moving on.
So Carly and Franco, they're going to get hitched, which I'm not happy about. Because, you know, Carly and Sunny forever.
Exactly.
Awkward silence. Cricket, cricket, no. Carly and Sunny, guys, they're my little... That's my life. Carly and Sunny are amazing. I love them so much. I don't care what any of you people think, and don't come at me because I just don't care. I love Carly and Sunny. Although I do think that they should have had Michael's whole apartment, like, tented and, like, mm-hmm. taken care of because they kind of, you know, did
exactly.
it everywhere in there, and
right.
it's not theirs. I hope they at least wash those blankets and those sheets because that's their kid's apartment where he, like, lives with his girlfriend, and that's disgusting, okay? Like,
mm-hmm.
right. sorry, Carly and Sunny, it's cool if you want to do it, but don't do it on Michael's couch. And if you do, get it dry cleaned. Or whatever they do to help us.
What was your...
drink.
okay.
wait, guys. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I meant of tea. I'm not an alcoholic. Like some people. I'm not drunk. I am not drinking anything alcoholic. I'm having some Earl Grey tea. And I just need to get off my soapbox, really, and just shut up. Cody,
okay.
you?
what was your favorite moment of the week?
My favorite moment of the week? Well, who all did it this week? I'm trying to think. Kind of like, it's all running together for me. Like, did Carly and Sunny had that one run-in this week. They didn't have any good scenes. It was Nicholas and Britt. Okay, I know exactly what it was. You know, when Spencer decorated the room and Britt
mm-hmm.
came in.
For Britt, right.
And she started crying because she was so happy. And so, yeah, that was my favorite moment because it made me almost cry because I was like, oh, she has a family and he has a mommy. And I was, like, so happy because, you know, nobody really liked Courtney, so nobody cares that she's dead. So, except Spencer. So, you know, it's like, now he has a mama. And he's so happy, and I just hope nobody finds out she's slide again, because can't handle that.
For me, oh my God, there were so many. Oh my God, there were a ton of them for me. Probably when Anina and the Salas fans are going to come at me for this, I know it. But probably when...
But, like,
when
really,
Nina,
what's new?
When Nina was reading Salas like a book, probably.
That was good. When she was screaming at him,
uh-huh.
I liked when she knocked him out, but that's just, never mind. I'll shut up. Okay, can I just take one more moment? As I am still shopping on this website, let's take a moment for the fact that, first of all, why would you buy, like, this, you know, the storage things that go under your bed? Why would you have to have one that says Victoria's Secret? Like, I don't understand. But if you were so inclined, they are $54.95. So, in case anyone's wondering, yeah. I'm
yeah.
done now, I swear.
and who was your prime performer of the week?
Good. Tyler Christopher. Like, no, because...
I didn't know that was coming.
Where she was... Yeah, where she had that dream and he was like, she was
mm-hmm.
like, scream. They were screaming at each other. Yeah, Tyler.
That was pretty cool.
For sure. It was indeed.
That was pretty intense. For me, like I said, there was so many good episodes this week. Today's episode, or today's scene with Robin Mattson and Roger Howard, those scenes were good today.
Dude, he's about to go crazy.
Did you see today's show?
Yeah, I did. But
of course,
dude,
you didn't.
I love the fact that he's a... I said I did.
Oh.
I saw it. I watched it. I just told you that off air. I watched today's, but I don't watch commercials. Anyway.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, first of all, hail Donna Mills, because who doesn't love Donna Mills? If you don't love Donna Mills, we need to have a talk.
Exactly.
But that's not the point, guys. Point is, she's amazing. And if you don't love her, we're just... No, we can't be friends.
Right,
sorry,
exactly.
Guys.
You know, but...
But, yeah, today was good.
Yes, it was really good. For me, even though it was a little over the top and slightly campy, for me, it had to be a Michelle Stafford scene.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a little over the top.
Yeah, like when she took the thing off the wall. Like, that's a terrible
mm-hmm.
weapon choice. Why?
Exactly.
Why? That's a crappy weapon choice. Like, you're not going to kill many people with a door hanger. Okay.
But
I mean, not that I kill people, guys, but if I were so inclined, it wouldn't be with a door hook thingy. Just saying. Now shut up.
But
I don't kill people. Why are you laughing? Do you know something I don't know, Cody?
But anyway,
anyways, this is just a hot mess.
Yeah, it kind of is. Anyway, for me, though, like I said, Michelle Stafford just absolutely brought her A game this week, I think.
Sorry, but she scares me.
Yes, she scared me.
Sorry,
no.
Guys. Oh,
I told you this off air.
Felix needs help. Okay, Felix today was like, you know, the redhead. She's not a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's not red. It's brown. But anyway.
Exactly. I told you this off air. Nina and Heather are two different kinds of crazy. Heather is...
No, they're all just crazy.
A cold and calculating crazy. Nina is just wackadoodle. That's just all
yeah,
I can
Nina
say.
Nina needs
just,
help. No wonder Madeline tried to have her committed. Jeez, like, she scares me, honestly. Like, she is just something else, man.
Exactly.
Like, wow. Heather is, too, though. I feel like her and Heather and Franco should form, like, a Donnie and Marie sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, be together. Nobody got that joke but me. Nobody got the Donnie and Marie joke. That's way before my time, too, guys. But, you know, I'm with it, so I can make these jokes.
Exactly.
Anyways, Cody has no idea what I'm talking about. He's not even sure.
None whatsoever, actually.
Are you not with it? Do you not know who the Osmonds are?
I do know that. Yes,
Donnie
I do.
And Marie Okay,
yes,
Donnie and Marie, they had, like, their whole family. They had, like, 5,000 brothers and sisters. And they did have a whole, like, performance thing.
Oh,
they had their own show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So they should just be like Donnie and Marie.
Oh, Franco
and Heather, but plus Nina. Okay, it's not funny once you have to explain it. Anyway.
Anyway.
Guys, Cody and I need to just stop.
You know. Oh.
So,
before we go any further, I told somebody I would do this.
I hope nobody listens to this show.
I told somebody I would do this. Let's see. It's this Sunday, October 19th. You'll have a chance to bowl with Jen Lilly and a bunch of other daytime stars for a great cause. You know, Jen's been all over the TV screen lately, and you probably wondered what would it be like to hang out with her for a few hours, right? Well, this is your chance. Lily's hosting a bowling tournament on Sunday, October 19th, from 4 p.m. Pacific to 7 p.m. Pacific at Appens Bowling in Studio City, California. Now, this event raises money for A Child Help, an organization very close to the actress's heart, and one she's very passionate about. Joining Lily is a whole host of daytime and primetime stars, such as from Days of Our Lives, Aloma Wright, Billy Flynn, Camilla Banas, Casey Moss, Chrishell Stiles, Jade Harlow, Judy Evans, Cassie DePaiva, Kate Manzi, Christian Alfonso, Patricia Darbo.
I wish I could go.
What?
I wish I could go. I want to bowl with Christian Alfonso.
Robert Scott Wilson and Trey O'Brien, and also from other stars joining Jen Lilly are Fionnuala Hughes, Gerald Hopkins, Gregory Zarian, Haley Pullis, Ian Buchanan, and Kelly Sullivan.
I knew Ian would show up. Like, I knew Ian would be there.
Exactly. And there's a red carpet from from 3 p.m. from 3 p.m. Pacific to 4 p.m. Pacific. And this will be your chance to get up close and personal with up close and personal with some of the daytime and primetime's biggest stars. And I've got a link that I'll be tweeting out up until the date and time. So be on the lookout for that, and I'll send you the link to him.
Okay. I can't go, guys. It's in Studio City.
Exactly.
In Nashville. We won't be there, guys.
But you can
unless
still,
a miracle happens and I teleport.
But you can still donate to a Child Help, and 100% of the proceeds will go directly to Child Help. So that's my little promotional spiel
shameless
for the day.
Plug.
Yep.
Shameless plug.
You know, I told Jen I would do it. Of course, I always like to promote anything that any former guest is doing, and Jen's been on the show twice. So I feel like I've told you before, I feel like if they take 30-plus minutes out of their day to come on and chat with us, it's the absolute least we can do to promote events like this. So
I wish I could go. Like, I'm pretty bitter, actually, that I'm not going to be there.
Bitter, actually.
I want to bowl with, like, Ian and Fanola and Christian
and
Jen
Jay and all them,
and
yeah.
Jen. Like, why am I not going? Oh, that's right, guys. I have other things that I have to do, like a job in school and this show.
Exactly.
But, you know.
And speaking of that,
when is this? Wait, when is it?
It's this Sunday.
Yeah, I won't be there.
It's in 2 days.
Unless they magically invent teleporting like today and can hook me up, I won't be there.
Today or tomorrow, exactly. You know, and that brings up something else I wanted to mention. On Tuesday's show, okay?
Yes.
I have been waiting for this show for at least a month. Because
he's impatient and he schedules things a month early.
Exactly. Y'all know how big a music fans of the both of us are. Right, Em?
Amen.
Well, we have the lovely, talented, and super sweet Miss Carrie and Jean coming on the show with us this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, and it's 5 p.m. for you Central Timers like us. You know, I've tweeted this out before, and I'll do it again. Her website and her a link to her a YouTube page. She does some killer covers. Have you heard of them?
No, I'm a slacker. I'll admit it.
I'm a slacker. But
I suck,
but
guys.
Yeah.
It's true.
When you have a chance, look up. Well, I'll send you her a YouTube page link to her covers, and you should check them out. They've got stuff on there from a John Legend to a Carrie Underwood to. God, I don't even know. It's kind of incredible. So.
Guys, guess what I'm going to buy? I'm on Amazon, everyone, and I was listening, I swear. But I'm on Amazon, and they have an Olaf water bottle, and I'm obsessed with Frozen, so I think this might be something I'm about to purchase. Because, you know, got to go back to school next week in style, right? With my Olaf
exactly.
water bottle. I need help. Like, preferably, like, Jesus. Anyway.
Jesus.
Today is just not my day, y'all. He thinks this is hilarious. Like, this is not funny. I'm confused.
No comment.
And I'm tired, and I want an Olaf water bottle. And, you know.
Exactly.
So, but, guys, how's everyone's life? Oh, they can't answer us. I guess that won't help. Damn. Okay. Wait. Wow, I'm, like, fried. Okay. Shut up. You're not helping. I'm going to kill you. I'm sorry, guys. He's getting a lump of coal for Christmas. I'm going to send him that. I'm going to send him a big piece of coal for Christmas. That's what he's getting. It's going to show up at his house. Like, and he'll be like, why? Because you suck. That's why.
You suck. Hey, now.
Well, that's true. He doesn't suck. That was mean, guys. He does not suck all the time. Just today. No,
I'll give you that.
He doesn't suck.
I'll
yeah,
give you that.
He's in a crap. He's in a weird mood today. Cody is never like this. This one's only $3. I'm really cheap too, everyone. Well, okay. If I'm gonna order it and it's coming from China, I'm not paying much for it because they don't normally show up. Guys, don't order stuff from China. It won't come to your house.
China.
It does not show up when you order from China. I ordered some jewelry from China, which probably wasn't even real, but I ordered some jewelry from China that never showed up, and I was kind of mad because I wanted it, hence me ordering it. And it never showed up. So,
wow.
I'm kind of upset.
Yeah, I understand that completely. Because somebody please
I
tell us
it.
That.
Oh, somebody, for the love of everything.
For the love of everything that is holy, call us up.
I know, like, this is getting sad.
This is getting kind of pathetic,
always,
actually.
This is always pretty sad.
Oh,
you can get next day shipping for
The Jeep rumor mill.
Oh, yeah, nice segue there. Let me open it. Well, there's a picture of Brian Craig taking a mugshot, so apparently Morgan's going to go to jail.
Apparently.
Can't imagine what that would be for.
What for? I have no idea, but...
Okay, so this is lame, but whatever. Has Sunny finally hit bottom? I think that ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah, that ship sailed about...
Madeline comes clean about Nina's baby. Ava's baby goes missing. Wow, didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
This is the lamest
thing. Carly kind of you.
This is the lamest thing of them all. Will Carly instinctively turn to Jake when her world is upside down? Yeah, of course she will. Well,
because
why not?
Yeah,
why
because
that be cliche and stupid?
Exactly.
First of all, I think it's just beyond ridiculous and stupid that they have, like, no, I, okay, the fact that they have him and Elizabeth, he feels this connection to Elizabeth that he did not feel to Sam when she walked in. I don't understand.
I don't either.
Don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what's in my car if it costs so much? It says my subtotal is $36. Okay. That cannot be for a water bottle. Okay. Sorry, guys. Anyway, shiny. Okay. I'm loading the spoilers page, so while it was loading, I was looking at my Amazon. Guys, I need an Olaf water bottle. Don't you understand?
Don't you understand this?
Like, don't you get it, everyone? No, because Megan complains because I stole her water bottle. But mine will be better, and then she'll wish she had shut her mouth. If you tell her that, I'm going to hurt you. He talks to my sister, guys. It's a dangerous game.
I'm not going to say a word.
He won't. He'll keep his mouth shut this time. But, you know, if I do anything stupid, he'll probably tell. Okay, what's my Amazon password? The spoilers are loading. Guys,
the spoilers are loading,
so
by the way.
When they decide to load, that'd be nice.
That'd
it's loading.
Nice.
You have to go all the way down to page 2 and then go all the way down on page 2. And this is annoying because General Hospital Happening's website really kind of sucks. Because this website is slow and takes forever. Okay. Let's see. Let's read this. This is Rebecca Herbst discussing Billy Miller in Soap Opera Digest. All my love interests have been really good friends of mine, so to work with someone new who I never met before and knowing we're going to be thrown into a sizable story made me nervous. I think, truthfully, Elizabeth probably needs to be in therapy, but she's not, so if she can find someone who is neutral and can tell them about her life, it's good for her. And he's benefiting from having this friendship because she's the only one who cares about this guy as far as I know. They quickly become invested in each other for different reasons. She can tell him anything, he's not going to judge her, and he feels connected to someone on this planet. He was always an unbiased opinion for Elizabeth, and she feels that in this character. I think the opportunity is there for Elizabeth to fall for this new guy because he's new and he doesn't know who he is. Nobody does. So, yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be screwing him soon anyway. Wow, that was just, I should not have said that out loud. Anyways.
That's right, we're in the archives, son.
Oh, well, there you go. Spoilers. Next week, okay. Franco invites a special someone to his wedding. That's Heather. He did that today.
Mm-hmm.
Silas insists Ava. Nathan continues his attempt to locate Nina. Jordan considers coming clean. After an argument with TJ, Sam and Patrick fill Alexis in. Jason has a memory of the accident. Jason encounters a random visitor who is most likely Carly. Alexis keeps Julian at bay. Kiki warns Ava that someone's on her trail. Who agrees to help Nina with her revenge plans? The same person with whom Nina shares Rosalie's secret. Okay, that says with who, but it should say with whom, so I read it the correct way. Yeah, guys, I'm also a grammar Nazi.
Me too.
Let's see. Kiki confides in Morgan about what Michael told her. Sunny has doubts about going through with his plan after having a vision from the past. Obviously, that vision's with Kelly Sullivan because she was taping a while back, so yeah. Olivia tells Carly about her vision. Oh, she's back to being psychic. I thought we forgot about that. Yeah. Bobby and Scott celebrate their children's upcoming wedding. That means Bobby and Scott are going to screw. What?
Isn't Kelly Sullivan on Y&R?
Yes, but she taped at GH about a month ago. Right before they announced that she's going to be on Y&R. She taped, like, for 2 days.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Get with it, Cody.
There.
Anyways,
what?
Olivia's back to being psychic, apparently, but it says Bobby and Scott celebrate their children's upcoming wedding. That most likely means we're going to have to watch Bobby and Scotty do it again, and I don't want to see that. Sorry, but no, not into that. Not into Scotty Baldwin. Like, if I have to see somebody take their shirt off, I better get more than Scotty Baldwin in one episode, because I'm not into that, whatever that may be. Anyway. Oh, Brent has a confrontation with Anna. Aren't we past that? Maxie tries to help Nathan with his family issues. Lulu, Dante, Sunny, and Olivia are informed by Tracy what she learns about Luke and what she plans to do. It appears that she is willing to risk ELQ to gain Luke's release over Ned's objections. Who is waiting for Tracy as the week comes to an end? It's her ex, Ned's father, obviously. Chad Duell explains that Sabrina's information plants questions in it in Michael's head, which puts him on a mission to get the truth. Michael is frustrated that no one is supporting his quest to find AJ's killer. He doesn't suspect their motives yet. Week of October 27th. Sonny listens to Michael's theory about who he thinks killed AJ. Franco and Scott feel they have a good cause to celebrate. Carly attempts to talk some sense into one of her children. Which one could that be? Carly realizes what Franco has been hiding. And then it's Carly and Franco's wedding day today's Friday. Yeah, not the next Friday, but the next one after that. It's Carly and Franco's wedding day. Then Anna warns Sunny to stay away from Ava, and Jake and Liz continue to bond, also known as make out. It doesn't say that. I'm ad-libbing. Anyways, scrolling down. Oh, Andre's Hope. So he's not really dead. I'm going to kill myself. Andrew's Hope is back taping starting the 14th. Looks like he will be interacting with several different people. Helena, Obrecht, Jason, Sam, Nicholas Britt, and an actor by the name of Rob Derringer. Okay, they killed him. I'm so mad at Robert Scorpio. He lied to Anna. Okay, the Children of Port Charles. Faison.
Oh, Faison's back. Oh, nice.
Yeah, celebrate
I didn't know
Beggar's
that.
Night. I didn't know
that.
I just read it for the first time. Children of Port Charles celebrate Beggar's Night, a regional holiday that falls on Halloween Eve, a regional holiday in their false region that doesn't exist. Okay. It will air on Tuesday, October 28th. Follow the money to Barrett Enterprises. That makes no sense. That's all it says right there. The results of Jason's fingerprints are protected, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. We already know all this. I'm scrolling down. Olivia has a vision about Carly and Franco's wedding, and it shares it with someone. Looks like the Halloween wedding happenings will be extended over several days, possibly as many as 13 episodes. Oh, just kill me now.
Wow.
Okay. It will be months before Jason knows who he is, but in the meantime, he will feel connections towards certain people. Anna and Patrick may get a hint that Robin's not in Paris. Helena sends Robin back to Port Charles on a mission down the road. When Robin returns, the truth comes out about Jason being alive and likely having made it to Port Charles, but it will still be a little after that. But before it is realized that Jake is Jason, later on, Robin will be involved in the discovery and rescue of the real Luke. Why does she get to do it? She's not even, she doesn't even go here. Like, not even around anymore. And she's like, okay, I get to, literally, Robin just comes in at random times to save people and leave. I hate that so much.
A randomly saves the day.
And then leaves again.
Exactly.
I just don't like that. They need to do something with Robin, preferably like, you know, a bomb. Whoa, I shouldn't have said that. Now they're going to come at me. Well, I'm sorry. If you're not going to, if you don't want to be on the show full time and commit to the show, then why don't you just kill, why don't they just kill your character?
If you can't, because of her directing career, she can't.
I know, but what I'm saying is you need to make it, like, I hate when people are going back and forth. Make a decision, one or the other. Like, I hate, okay, if you can't, I understand, like, she has her own career with directing and everything, but that's okay, I don't care. But make a commitment to either that full-time or the show full-time. Because doing both, like, puts the fans in, like, this whirlwind spin thing that sucks, and it's annoying to do this balancing act back and forth and back and forth every few months. And if you can't commit to doing it, something like that, regularly, or having it, like, being a regular character that we need, like, because we need Robin around. We don't necessarily need Robin, but they make it so that we do. And so
right.
If you can't, if your character is that kind of character, you can't commit to that, then the character needs to disappear, not just come back randomly. Like, that annoys
either
me.
Either that,
it annoys me when they kill them and they come back, too. Yeah, or recast. It's like, I don't think that the show is a separate entity from the people. I don't think the show should revolve around other, like, the people's schedule. Like, you either commit to the show or you don't. That's how I feel. Like, if it was my show and I ran it around there, that's how I would feel. You either commit or you don't have a character anymore. Like, I just hate that they do this and they work storylines so that certain people can be involved when, like, in reality, it's getting to the point where nobody wants to see Robin because she drives us all crazy because of all her stupid reasons for leaving and coming back. Like, it's a joke now, so, you know, why not just end it? I mean, it wouldn't be that hard. And they don't have to kill her. They could just send her on this, like, never-ending trip. Like, then she's not dead, and that would keep people happy. Because, you know, no matter what the people that are in charge do, nobody's going to be happy.
Exactly.
People aren't going to be happy, so...
Which is why I would not personally... I would not want to be a showrunner.
Oh, I wouldn't mind it. But I'm kind of controlling, so, you know, whatever.
But anyway.
I just don't think that they, you know, if it was my show, I would say you either commit or you don't. Like, I wouldn't be molding things around when certain people can work and when they can't. That's why we have contracts. Just saying, like, don't mold a character and a story over when certain people can come and go, because then who's really winning there? Because it's not us, because we're having to sit through all this stuff that makes no sense, like, you know, Jason and Elizabeth. Sorry to you Jason and Elizabeth fans. Your life's hard, guys. If you're an Elizabeth fan, period, your life's hard, though.
Exactly.
I don't feel bad for you. You choose that life. I don't feel bad for you.
You said that. I didn't.
That's true. I did. I don't care. We've known that. Wow, we're in
exactly.
Great moods tonight. What's with us?
Yeah.
I really hate this stupid thing right now. I'm trying to order my water bottle, and I had another item in my cart from the other day, and now it's, like, in the cart, and it thinks I'm going to pay for it, and I'm not. Because I don't want it anymore, and I want to get rid of it. I'm really not happy with Amazon.com right now. I'm going to file a complaint. Oh, guys, fun story. I complained to Walmart the other day because they were out of the Halloween sugar cookies, and they got more today. I literally complained because they did not have Halloween sugar cookies. Like, it's Halloween. You should have the little cookies with the pumpkins on them.
Exactly.
So, I complained to a Walmart manager. They have more now in a new case. Like, they fill, okay, the case they were in, they had filled with something else. And I was like, excuse me, where are the Halloween cookies? Like, it's Halloween, where are the cookies? And
you go.
Today we went to Walmart, and that case was back full of cookies. So, obviously, my opinion matters.
You go, Em.
And so tonight I'm having Halloween cookies. Yay.
Nah.
Wait, guys, stay tuned. Emily's going to order a water bottle. Oh, I don't want to go get my debit card. No, if I do this, I have to go get up and go get my debit card. It can wait.
It can wait.
I'm not getting up. But, yeah, we have 4 minutes to just kill ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever.
We have 4 minutes
to kill.
What
the heck? This is so weird. Oh, the number one friends this week in the polls. Let's see. The number one friends are Boo Boo and Maxie this week.
I saw that.
Excuse me.
It just popped
Excuse
up. I
me,
saw
why
that.
Are Kayla and Hope are not on this list? They don't even watch the show.
Let's see. A Brit and Brad on the list. They are at
Franco and Nina's
number
on the list.
10.
Let's see. Jennifer and Hope's on there. Excuse you. I want Kayla and Hope on there. Whatever.
Sam and Patrick are at number 4.
Elizabeth and Patrick are at number 27, but nobody cares about them because nobody cares about Elizabeth because I hate her.
Anna and Jordan are number 29.
They're not even friends. They're just, like, evil roommates. Not roommates, but you know, whatever.
Lucy and Duke are dead last.
Well, whatever. And hey, guys, because I think she wants to sleep with him. Anyways, guys, fun story. I watched Dirty Dancing last night at, like, 11:30, I started it, and apparently that movie's really depressing if it's late at night, because you know how you get super emotional as, like, time goes on and you stay up longer? Well, like, it was, like, 1 o'clock when I finished, and I've watched that movie 100 times, like, it's my favorite, and, like, the part where Johnny left baby last night got to me, man. I was, like, depressed, and even though I knew he was coming back, because, you know, I've seen the movie 100 times.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert, guys. But if you haven't seen it by now, it was in 87, and you need to get on it, because it was before my time, and I can quote it. So, it was depressing.
Yes, you can.
I've
witnessed it firsthand. She can quote it.
She can. Have you seen it?
About 90 different times, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you haven't seen it, I'm coming over. I know you live 3 hours away. I'm driving there, and I'm bringing the DVD.
I've seen it about, 90 different times. Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it just about 1,000 times. Actually, this girl in my cooking class, I was like, have you seen Dirty Dancing? She's like, no, what's that? And so I was like, yelled across the room to this other girl. I was like, have you seen Dirty Dancing? She's like, yeah, it's amazing. I'm like, see, it doesn't matter that it's from the 80s. People have seen it, and it's like, it's
exactly.
Amazing. Anyways, well, I know, it's time to stop talking.
I was only good about 2 minutes. I think I'm going to let you go and end the madness right now.
Okay, put them out of their misery.
Exactly. I'll talk to you later, Em.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. First off, y'all, I'm sorry y'all had to go through that. And secondly, if you're still listening right now, as you might have heard earlier, we're welcoming the a lovely, talented, and incredibly sweet Miss Carrie Ann Jean to the show next week at 6 p.m. Eastern. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.